I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sometimes a God story transcends the headlines, such as the case of Peter Yashik, a Voice of the Martyrs colleague, recently pardoned from state crimes in Sudan and now back home in the Czech Republic. VOM's Todd Nettleton sat down with Yashik to talk about how God inspired him in the darkest times. While his situation is resolved, he's asking you to pray for the two still in jail, because things happen when God's people pray.
Peter was pardoned by Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Those charges don't exist anymore. These two men are in prison for aiding and abetting him on this activity that now has been pardoned. So in theory, you know, they aided and abetted something that now we say legally didn't happen, so they should go home too.
And if you were asked to name the top three countries that were suffering the worst, Ukraine might not be among them. However, a recent Gallup poll has the country listed at number three. Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird says,
the Gallup poll is really interesting in rating Ukraine third as the most suffering country. I don't think the news coverage reflects that, but it should. Having been there personally recently and seeing it firsthand, there's just a level of destruction of infrastructure and other things, which means that the consequences of this war are going to go on for decades.
What this means is that Ukrainians don't see much hope for their future, but through its Crisis Evangelism Fund, SGA is coming alongside national churches to offer food, basic supplies, and the hope of the gospel. And you can help. Find out where to donate and how to pray at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? And get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.